126 Selco partnership doing business as Verizon Wireless seeks a special use exemption to place a telecommunications tower, sections 115.23, 115.194.2 and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Camp Arrowhead Road, approximately 1.2 miles south of Angola Road. The 911 address is 23182 Camp Arrowhead Road, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 18, Parcel 26.00. Staff would note there are no variances requested and that we received one letter of support, three letters of opposition and zero mailed returns. Specifically, the letter in support notes the potential improvement in cell phone reception. Three letters in opposition can be summarised as raising concerns in relation to loss of trees, the proximity of equipment to dwellings, the appearance of the monopole and the appearance of the chain link fencing, the potential impact on property values and potential loss of views, concerns about electromagnetic frequencies and impact on radio waves and potential impacts on radio frequencies. Thank you.
Mr. Whitehouse, those letters of opposition. I know the board was, perhaps it make, if you have copies that perhaps the board could send down and take a look at. I don't know if that would generate some questions for the applicant or not.
Sure, will do.
Good evening, members of the board.
Good evening.
It's been a long
How
time
are you,
since
Mr.
I've
Tracy?
Been last on the agenda, for so, you know, it's a new feeling.
Is that good or bad?
It depends. We'll see. John Tracy here on behalf of the applicant, Selco Partnership. I have some semblance of the usual cast of characters with me. Sean Sachs, filling in for Mike Cleary, filling in for Matt Grabert, filling in for Pete Sakalis from Mazer Consulting. Andy Peterson, you're very familiar with.
All drums.
RF engineer. Sue Manchel, who's our site acquisition. I'll have Sean and Andy go over there to get sworn in, just in case there's any questions based on the letters that were submitted to you. But I think what I'll do is just do my general overview as I've done in the past, because we've submitted the usual reports. As Jamie noted, we're not seeking any variances from any aspects of the code with regard to the application. I should go ahead and get
them
sworn in.
Yeah, we'll get them sworn in before
okay.
you get on your
I didn't know if the two could have it happen at the same time or not.
Yeah. No, the microphone can only catch one at a time, so state your name and address for the record.
Andrew Peterson, P.O. Box 165, Fairview Village, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
Sean Sachs, 2000 Mid-Atlantic Drive, Mallow, New Jersey.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Sorry, Jamie.
That's okay.
As I mentioned, we're not seeking any discretionary relief other than the special use permit. We're meeting the setback requirements. We're going to be complying with the lighting requirement.
Did you state who you were for the record?
Do what?
You did?
Yes, you
okay.
did.
Because I know I said good evening, Mr. Tracy.
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
I'm sorry. Go
That's ahead. All right. We've submitted the usual reports that accompany these applications. Mr. Peterson was the author of them. We identified only one structure that was within the 2 mile radius that we're required to look at. It was roughly a mile and a half to the northwest of this site. And as Mr. Peterson's report noted, it was too far away to address the issues that we were trying to address. And it was also too close to another site that would have caused interference with that one. We submitted our FAA compliance, and I heard that there was concern with interference. We submitted the standard non-interference report that we provide, showing that there will be no interference with any other radio transmission signals, and to the extent we become aware of any, which I'm not sure we ever have, it's our policy to immediately address them. We also submitted the required emissions report that demonstrates that we are in compliance with the limits established by the Federal Telecommunications Commission. In fact, we're Federal Communications FCC. In fact, we're about 1.5% of the maximum level that we could reach, and that report is, of course, done using all worst-case scenarios in terms of a fully loaded tower, standing right below the tower, being bombarded by the waves on a constant basis at maximum output, which, of course, doesn't happen. In addition, we have our design report showing the need, demonstrating the need, the before and after. The one letter that I submitted, this property owner, this 12-acre parcel that we're going on, is across from a community known as West Bay. This is actually, this property is owned by the owners of that community, and they did discuss it with the community members at a recent meeting, and the one comment that came back to us was folks are looking forward to better wireless communications in the area. I heard a concern about loss of trees. If you can see kind of the gray area to the bottom center of the property, that's an issue. That's an area that's currently used for vehicle storage, equipment storage, and debris piles for the work going on in the community across the street. That's the out area where the tower is going to be placed. It's not going to be removing trees to accomplish that. So the tree screens that you can see from Camp Arrowhead Road, which is the main road running north to south in that picture, those are not going to be disturbed by this proposed installation. So that's the application and a high-level overview. Obviously, Mr. Peterson and Mr. Sachs are here. Just from one other thing, you've heard me talk about in the past that, and I'll probably need you guys to affirm what I'm saying, so you'll have to come up here for a second. These are not designed to fall like bowling pins. You've heard of their design so that they collapse upon themselves so you don't have the timber effect. What I will say is that we're the few residential properties that you see in front of this site. We are more than the distance height of the tower away from those property lines. So if it were to fall like a bowling pin, which they don't, it would still fall exclusively within our property unless it fell to the bottom. That property is owned by the state of Delaware. Everything you see below our site is all owned by the state of Delaware. So, Andy, if you can come up here for a second. To the extent that I've said anything that trends in the area of RF engineering, can you confirm that what I said is accurate to the best of your knowledge?
It is, yes.
Okay. And Sean, to the extent that I have said anything from a civil engineering perspective, can you confirm that that's accurate to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I know there were some letters distributed. If you have questions for myself or for Mr. Peterson or Mr. Sachs, we'd be happy to answer them.
You don't want to hear what I have to say.
Where's your real estate consultant?
I have the reports. I can certainly put, I have two reports that we've done, one that this board has gotten in the past and one that has been done previously demonstrating that there's no adverse impact on property values from these facilities. I mean, they're really low impact, as you know. They don't make any noise, don't generate any.
Can you submit
those?
They're
not very pretty.
What's that?
They're not very pretty.
Well, that's why we stuck them behind all the trees, though.
Can you submit those?
Yes. I mean, this McGee, this one of the things is the way that these things work is height. They obviously have to be able to communicate with each other, and there's
it's all about sight line.
And it's one of those deals where you look around, especially if you drive in areas where you don't see a lot of these types of things, and you see one that's been disguised like a tree. It almost stands out more than the regular tower.
I just want them to work and not drop my calls.
We're trying one site at a time. Should I give this to Jamie?
So how many do you think you're going to need in Sussex County to do that?
I don't know.
Depends on how fast Sussex County grows.
You should all be able to tell me that.
If you're answering, Andy, because you're...
There's 10,000 permits slated in the, already slated for...
It's very much a moving target. As there's development, as budgets free up for these providers and you know, areas of Sussex become more of a priority, or you know, the shifting priorities of the carriers, it's very much a moving target. So I wish I could tell you, hey, we only need 50 more and the whole county is going to be covered. I just don't, you know, it depends on a lot of different factors, including subscriber usage and growth, which is
data usage.
So yeah, we're gonna have more
tough.
Of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe that's what's wrong with my phone.
Have you tried turning it off and turn it back on?
I mean, I've used the analogy before that you've heard. It's one that Andrew actually taught me. It's like you go to a baseball game or you go to a concert or something, and you know they've got good service, but you turn your phone on and you're not getting anything. It's not because they don't have good service. It's just you're there with 18 other thousand people that are all trying to do the same thing, and it's why I've used the example in the past. I've actually worked on three approvals that are on all sides of Dover Downs. Either I did a new small tower at the toll booth. I did a small tower at the J.B. Shuckers on 13, and then we did permissions for temporary towers on the facility site itself. It's because
Came before us some time ago for an additional tower in Milford just to cover the data that was flowing through there, and because it just wasn't.
Yeah,
you didn't have enough capacity.
What you have people like me who have given up their landline in favor of cell service. I'll tell you, my cell service is a little spotty, but you look at Andrew's report that we submitted, more than 50% of the homes in the country are in basically in that position, using cell phones, iPads, you know, those types of things, as opposed to relying on the landline. My mother will never get rid of her landline, but, you know, those darn millennials keep getting rid of their landlines. I'm old enough, I can say that.
No, because that's old people do too.
Amy's talk for herself.
And one of the reasons, well, I'll wait until we talk about opposition. Go ahead.
I got one question. In the opposition,
I haven't asked for any.
There's a water tower there. Did you look at that?
Yes, we did. That's the one that we ruled out. It's the one that's a mile and a half away. Well, there were four water towers that were identified. We were on three. The only one that we weren't was about a mile and a half to the northwest of this site. And you can look and see what the name is while I'm talking.
Yeah, I saw she had a water tower there. I didn't know if you did. I'm pretty sure you did look at it. Anyway.
Yeah, we had to rule it out because it's within the two-mile radius.
Yeah. So it just went high enough.
Oh, it's on the back.
Well, it's a bit too far northwest. It's about a mile and a half northwest. It's further from the circuit. Target area.
Yeah, okay.
And it's also close to an existing Verizon site, so a little bit too much coverage overlap.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So
good enough.
Wouldn't work.
Good enough.
So did you tell me you're going to tear these big trees down?
No, we're not planning. I'm looking at Sue to confirm, but that open gray area is where we're talking about putting the tower, so we're not taking any trees down.
So that's part of the record that you are not taking any trees down?
We're not taking any trees down. John Tracy Esquire on the record.
Okay.
But it's Verizon's fault if they do.
No, we are not taking.
You can't speak.
Relaying what my client has said, we're not taking any trees down.
And the reason I asked you to submit that real estate information
was
because there is opposition that suggests otherwise.
Yeah, and we've done two studies. There's multiple studies that have been done. Of course, anybody can find anything they want on the internet. I commissioned one in the early 2000s that's dealing with something up closer to my area, and then Mr. Mills, you recall Mr. Calloway, Mr. Workman, when we did one outside of Milford in like 2008, we did another updated study that looked at these, and there's really no, it's ironic because the impact on property values is usually the more people yelling and screaming about it is what tends to affect the property value, not the actual tower itself.
Right.
Because they interview people who live near a tower, and this is one of those studies that was actually done in New Zealand. They interviewed people who live near a tower about their feelings of tower, and then they interviewed people who didn't have any tower around them where a tower was going to go. The people who lived near the tower had no issues with it. It was the people that didn't have any tower around and we're yelling and screaming about all the potential issues.
Sussex County, we do things different here. Have you ever done a study in Sussex County?
We did. The one in 2008 looked at Sussex County and Dorset.
I'm just saying.
The Ocean City area of Maryland.
The last ones.
you have a tower northwest of Seaford off of Atlanta Road,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Yeah.
I believe that's your tower. That tower sits on that sits almost exactly where my grandparents' farm once was.
I think I went in Bridgeville too.
Yeah, you saw me a lot down there.
Things different in Sussex County.
Well, we do.
Okay. Are there other questions, Mr. Sharp?
I have no questions.
When you come back, I want to know how many towers we're going to need that my calls don't get dropped.
Just please fix our cell phone problem.
I think her cell phone problem might have something to do with her.
I'm not standing in the middle of her
campaigning right now. But
she's still got a flip phone.
Say that again.
I said she's still got a flip phone.
That'd be Mr. Calloway. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
I don't see anyone here, but I have to ask the questions. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? And I see none. And is there anyone here in opposition to the application? And I see none. So therefore, I would entertain a motion.
I was thinking about what I was going to say on this motion, but...
That's what we're waiting on.
That's what we're waiting on.
That's what we're waiting for.
I make a motion that we grant this special use exemption to permit the construction of a 150-foot tall telecommunications monopole. I'm not going to add any more to it.
Are you sure?
Well, I could, and it's right there on the tip of my tongue.
You don't think it'll substantially adverse?
No, I don't.
Affect adversely?
But if they don't get this coverage fixed in Sussex County, then we're going to have an issue.
In other words, she's going to switch carriers.
No, because they're even worse.
Okay, is there a second?
I second that motion.
We have a motion and a second by roll call vote. Mr. Workman.
Aye.
Mr. Mears.
Aye.
Mr. Callaway.
Aye, for the reason mentioned.
Ms. McGee.
Aye, for my reason.
Good.
Keep it up there.
You're digging deeper.
Yeah, you'll be in that nursing home for long.
Ooh, wow.
All righty then.
Still on the record.
And I too, for the reason.
We weren't supposed to say that, were we?
I too, for the reasons that have...
It's 10 o'clock.
Yes, so by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved. Thank you.
And now...
Nope, you haven't adjourned yet.
I made a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
You all too.
Is there a second?
I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Now we're...
We are.
Yeah.